The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers to in his field. To gather the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the ocean in darkness, are striving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior hath given.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, the souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very tearful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. It is indeed a pleasure to be back with another gospel message from the Word of God. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. Those who desire to write us may do so by addressing their letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. We do appreciate so much those who have shown an interest in the work which we are endeavoring to do for God and His cause throughout the world. Listen now to our text from Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 20. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. I can clearly see that there is a wide field of activity in which everyone who has a desire to do so may be active in proclaiming the gospel. This verse says, blessed are ye that sow beside all waters. I believe this would include, first, our home congregation and our own family. Our life and influence before them should be such as is becoming to a child of God. However, this should not be the end of our endeavors for Christ, but we should reach out into the regions beyond, into every land and nation where the name of Christ is not named. This is primarily the desire of our heart. We want to see the truth reach every distant land. Let us hope and pray that the seed sown, even in areas which are not considered to be the most desirable, may spring up and bring fruit to the glory of God. In our broadcast today, I want to tell you a little of our recent trip into Baja California, which is a state of Mexico. It was indeed encouraging to visit Sister Edith Cole at Pátzcuaro and see the eager faces of those who heard the gospel in that place. Pictured in this edition of the Mission Trail are some of those present in the services which are held there. I'm speaking now about the printed copies which we make of this weekly message. If you're not on our mailing list, be sure to let us know that we may add your name without cost or obligation to you to receive these weekly messages. God is blessing her labors, and she's doing an excellent job with the Spanish language. I considered it a real privilege to be able to speak in two of the services there, while Brother Harlan Smith interpreted the message for me into the Spanish language. You see, when Christ gave his final instructions to his disciples in Matthew 28 and verses 19 and 20, we read, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. I would say it's rather a difficult task for us to prove to our brothers and sisters in Mexico, India, and Nigeria that we love them as long as we withhold the bread of life from them, which would cause them to grow and develop into true saints of God and assume the responsibilities of the church in their own lands. I believe that more should catch a glimpse of the call of God to the foreign mission fields. After we have told those about us from day to day of the saving grace of Christ, we should lift up our eyes and look on the field of those who have not heard the glorious doctrines of the saving grace of our Lord. Herein lie some of the greatest joys of serving Christ. Just think of the thrill of being able to tell others about Him who is able to make their lives happy. Sister Carrie Shepherd, who is laboring in Rosarita, is finding great joy in doing this. It was a real inspiration to see her happiness as she went about her duties in the field where God has placed her. Brother James Husky and his wife Charlotte are living in a trailer house near La Misión, and there are a number of doors which are open for them to proclaim the gospel of Christ. In the instructions which Christ left for his disciples, he first told them to tarry in Jerusalem until they were given power. In the first chapter of Acts and verse 8, we read, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." It takes a special anointing to be successful in witnessing for Christ. But after we have received such an anointing and feel His hand upon us, we should delay no longer in arising and being about the responsibility of proclaiming His word to the ends of the world. In another needy field on our trip into Mexico, it was heartwarming to meet Brother Tomas Mendoza and his faithful wife, Diama, laboring for God in the Valle de Trinidad. When we crossed the last mountain range leading into the valley, we could see the vast expanse of the valley stretching out for miles before us. It indeed brought a thrill of joy when we encountered Brother Tomas with the two-seated pickup and the camper busily gathering up the children for Sunday school. Brother Tomas understands the language and customs of his people. He knows their problems as only one could know them by living among them from day to day. Shown in this edition of the Mission Trail is a picture of Brother Tomas and Dayama with their four children. Many of the saints will remember that Brother Tomas was at the national camp meeting in July last summer. Let us pray that God may continue to bless him and his faithful wife and family and raise up more like him in these needy fields. Listen to this poem entitled, Neglect. When the pain of bitter bereavement has filled another with grief, you wish that a portion of comfort might bring him needed relief. But never a word did you utter to lighten the sky that was bleak. It was well enough that you pitied, but brother, why didn't you speak? You have seen the giddy and thoughtless, ensnared by the things that must blight. You've seen the lost and discouraged take hold on the portals of night. You counted the risk he was taking, too costly for one that was weak. You were conscious of all his danger, but brother, why didn't you speak? You've thought of some friend that has helped you along your pathway thus far. You know that because of his kindness, today you're the man that you are. The tenderest feelings have stirred you, and teardrops have moistened your cheek as you thought of all that you owed him. But, brother, why didn't you speak? Selected. Our hearts are stirred when we realize that in a certain field of which we know, there are two mission stations which are unoccupied. The buildings are there and the people are there, but who will go and witness to them of the saving grace of our Lord? There is a need for more consecrated workers to dedicate themselves to the cause of God and help spread the gospel in these areas. We hope that God will soon impress the vision of his work upon the hearts of both the young and old, that we all may do his work faithfully. These stations should be occupied by consecrated workers who have a desire to witness for Christ. Now, I know we cannot all go in person, but we can all pray and ask God to send those of his own choosing. Then there are those who could give of their financial means to help support those who do answer the call to go. This is just as important as going in person. Now, let us spend a few moments in prayer. Our Father, we realize that the responsibility of spreading the word of thy saving grace throughout the world is no small task. But we entreat thee that you would call, qualify, and send more laborers into thy harvest field. Supply the needs of those who are presently laboring in this capacity, and may they have the joy of seeing many brought into thy kingdom, and to thee will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear now the song entitled, Praise the Lord, I'm Free. Listen to it. We hope you'll enjoy it as sung by the Carver Quartet.
There is peace and joy in the Lord today, more than all in this world of sin. There's a happy life in the holy way. Praise the Lord, I have entered in. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm free.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. Address your request to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.